Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 109, Breaking Bones with Warhammer.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we sing our hearts and for Boston, for Boston, take wings and fly. And ever with a right shot as big bombs and touch me no more in the work. It's come for Boston, for Boston, our glory is on.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bash Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Luonic.
I'm Anvil.
And what's some fucked up weather we've been having here, haven't we?
It's called a hurricane.
No, not just that.
Well, you can't count that as the weather. You could just count that as a earthquake.
Anyways. Yeah. Yeah, the crazy-ass earthquake on the East Coast.
Yeah, well, we used to get them all the time on, you know, Boston and stuff.
Yeah,
well no. That's the thing. We haven't had one in over 300 years in Boston.
Yeah, well, not like an official one. Like, I think a couple years back there was a little one. There's a little bit of a tremor, but that was it. But most people didn't feel it, and there was people who did.
Yeah, because that was the weird thing. If you were sitting down, you felt it. But if you were standing up...
So, depending on where you're standing to, but, I mean, I was at my new job and whatnot, and I'm sitting there, and I'm working on testing and whatnot... And all I feel is this. I'm going back and forth like, what
yep,
the?
That's what happened in my house.
I was sitting in a chair, and all of a sudden, like, I was just about to say to the guy who was training me, I was like, will you stop hitting on my chair? Because I thought he was, you know, messing with me and stuff like that. And I looked at the cooler, and I went, okay, I'm not going to say that line because I see the coolers moving. Okay, this is not cool. Oh, all right. Oh, hey, it stopped. Okay, I guess we're good. And everybody just scattered and ran off in to do something.
Run away!
No, not run away. It was more like, oh crap, we gotta go make sure that the building's not gonna come down.
I slept during the whole thing.
You would.
I work overnights?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, this is what happens when Tom Waits releases a new song after 7 years. The whole planet gets nervous, thinking it's not cool enough for Mr. Waits, and it gets the shakes.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That and hurricanes.
You ever notice that all these really bad hurricanes are named after women?
Ex-girlfriends.
That too.
That usually helps.
That's like that comedian. Hurricane bitch is blowing everybody all over the place.
Can't they just name it Hurricane Ex-Girlfriend?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I think these are all ex-girlfriends.
Of whoever made the list.
Yeah.
It really
Hurricane is. Irene. Because she ruined everything about my life.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Whoever made the list with Hurricane Katrina, I want to give him a hug. I really feel bad for him. That was devastation.
Yes.
Well, I still feel bad for that one kid that was still like saying, they're like, okay, so who's your what's your mom's name? Katrina. What do you mean, Katrina? No. That was the name of the store. So what's the name of your mom? Katrina. My mom is named Katrina. Are you sure it's Katrina? That's because of the storm. And I was like, no, it's Katrina. And I was like, wow, that I feel so bad because that kid couldn't go and say, yeah, my mom's Katrina. You mean that big friggin' hurricane that took all of us out? She should pay.
Yes.
Well, see, I saw a thing, and it kind of wasn't funny, but funny at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting there, and they're asking the kid, you know, questions, and, you know, well, is, you know, living through it. So what happened to your mom and dad? My mom and dad died! And the kid's bawling. I'm, like, feeling really bad for him. I'm like, oh my god. This poor kid lost his entire family. He's, like, 8 years old. And then the woman's like, cut! And the guy's like, okay, but you see the camera go down, but he must have not hit the button. And she's like, okay, you can go back to your mommy and daddy now. He goes, run over, mommy and daddy, they're going to build us a new house for me crying on TV. I'm like, they made me feel bad? They will pay. And, like, the person, the woman lost her job.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys saw it on the news.
Yeah.
It popped on AOL thing, you know, the pop-ups.
Yep.
That's the only reason I ever heard it.
No.
That goes or
no, it's not proper. That's no. It. That's it. Just shut off the things.
That's it.
I'll kill you.
I'm doing it.
No.
Yep.
No.
It's too late. I'm doing it.
We got a show.
I know.
We got a show.
I know.
Come
we
on.
We got a show.
Sports.
Sports.
Anybody?
Fine.
All right, great.
That's right. Oh, wait, we're not in Oakland. Too soon?
I guess so.
I don't know. Shooting after the Oakland 49ers game last week?
Oh.
Whoa.
So, yeah, speaking of which, are the... I heard something about them trying to do away with preseason games now because of all the fighting.
No.
What's going to happen with all the fighting that's going to happen once the season starts?
They're talking about getting rid of the 49ers-Oakland preseason game.
Oh.
Because there was two people shot after the game, and one guy got beaten severely in the bathroom.
Damn.
It's like, taking a piss, enjoying a clink! Fuck! Tink, 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 tink. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... I do agree with that one. I think it might be beneficial for everybody.
Oakland?
Yeah.
And San Francisco all together as California, so it doesn't drop off the whole state off the actual, you know...
I mean, what do we have to say? Oakland? I mean, truthfully, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of a story right here.
All right, gather around, children. It's time for Anvil's bedtime stories.
When I was younger...
I didn't get the marshmallows and the campfire started yet, but go ahead.
Those are later.
Yeah, those are later.
This is the scary ghost story.
Ghost story?
So, I got preseason tickets to see the New England Patriots take on the Oakland Raiders.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm enjoying the game, and these really ugly motherfuckers came walking in, and they had shoulder pads with spikes, and they had helmets on with black and silver face paint, and they were petrifying. Like, I think it was like 14, maybe 15.
Mm-hmm.
And they were yelling at us at our home field. They were picking on children.
Yeah.
I got thrown out.
What do you mean you got thrown out?
I got thrown out.
How did you get thrown out if something that wasn't your fault?
The guy knocked my drink over. While yelling at me. I need him in the balls and beat him up.
And you were 14 when you did this?
14 or 15.
And how old was the other guy?
Probably about almost 40.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, me and my buddies, and, you know, my buddy's dad were told to go home.
Was it these guys by any chance?
No. Those guys are awesome. We're looking at Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
Picture what Legion of Doom wore with the cool helmets that they had in black and silver. And probably haven't gotten laid in quite a while.
Yeah. I'm going to break your laptop.
Sorry, I like the horns.
Picture being like locked in solitary confinement in prison for about 5 years. You know, how jittery you get, and that's what this fan was like.
Whoa.
So me need him in the groin is probably the most action he's had in years.
Oh, well, yeah. Fantastic.
So yeah, need him in the groin, punch him in the face, and I beat him up, and I was asked to leave.
Did they have to change the pants afterwards?
I don't know. They didn't throw us out, they actually asked us to leave. Which, right. Getting thrown out, you're not allowed back.
Mm-hmm.
Asking to leave meant we could come back the next game. Luckily it was the fourth quarter and none of the starters were left in the game.
Yeah, so why bother?
Yeah!
Was it even a good game to begin with?
No, we destroyed them.
Like usual.
I went home and my hand was black, silver, and red.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hit him so hard that I caused his nose to bleed and I got his blood and face paint all over my hand.
Yep.
That's just how Oakland fans are, though. They're very nasty, nasty people.
But why? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
They call their stadium the Black Hole itself. And Al Davis, when he first got the team, he wanted the dirtiest, meanest players.
Well, they call Paris Hilton's the Black Hole, too. Doesn't mean anything.
They play football in her... Mm-hmm.
Her hoo-ha? Anyways.
Her hoo-ha!
Her for JJ.
Okay, Oprah Winfrey. Anyways, now, for the most part... This is one of those, you know, places that it's actually in the roughest part of, like, you know, in the Oakland. Oakland Raiders is just...
When you go to, their field, a SWAT team escorts you through.
And you literally need to wear neutral colors.
If you're not
wearing... Like, if you're not wearing white, gray, or just...
Black.
black.
You need to wear Oakland colors?
You gotta wear Oakland colors, otherwise they will hang you.
Really?
If you're for another team, you pack your stuff, you walk in wearing black and gray, and then you change in the bathroom for your own safety.
But then along with that, if you, you know, you gotta watch yourself because that guy got taken out in the bathroom. So he was probably right in the middle of changing, and he just got dinked. Yeah, so...
Literally, he's in there, takes a leak, he has his jeans on, he pulls out his 49ers jersey that says Montana, it's half on, and then they jumped him, most likely.
You see, this is why there needs to be more sportsmanship within the fan community, especially in Oakland.
There's a ton of sportsmanship in 31 out of the 32 teams.
So Oakland needs to learn about sportsmanship.
Yes.
Not just a thing or two. They need to know the concept. They need to be schooled. They need to go to college and major in sportsmanship. Right. Everybody who wants
who
to be a fan.
Who has a video of Oakland Raiders fight? And this is in the crowd.
This is fucking ridiculous.
This is what really happens.
I don't get it. Why do they have to do stuff like this? Yes, I mean, granted, there are those people who have got those high testosterones and a lot of adrenaline and such, but this is not a way to, you know...
Eat proper.
Exactly. I can't think of the proper words. This is how baffled I am that these fans act this way.
I mean, for the most part, it's one of those things where if you look at this crowd, you see that one guy wearing red?
Yes.
And it's that there's so much white, black, and gray over there that it's ridiculous. I mean, there's not if you're part of the other group, you're going to get curb stomped. And I don't know what the hell they're going to try to do now. If they're going to be able to try to split the field in half and have one side be the opposing team, the other side be
the
other team.
Taken out in handcuffs.
Wow.
They actually just arrested the kid. He looks like a gangbanger. No lie, I don't want to be judgmental, but you look at the way...
So you're talking about segregation in Oakland.
Basically. I mean, for the most part, it's one of those things where playing football I can't watch it because it actually got deleted. That one is deleted.
See, they deleted it because of the fight at the thing.
Yes.
Oh, that's why. Wing Walker dies.
Yeah. Because of the whole setup that's going on over there. But what I'm saying is if you're watching, you know, like if you go and watch a Patriots game, our Patriots, you know, our fan base and whatnot.
We're good.
We go and work with our thing and not against them. Where the Oakland Raiders seem that once somebody does something bad on the team, they'll ridicule him until he either kills himself on the field or literally just walks off. It's one of those things where you gotta, okay, sorry, you messed up there, but go ahead. Nobody's freaking perfect when you're playing a football game.
Yeah.
There's nobody. And for the most part, it's just one of those things that, oh, there we go. Oh, holy crap.
I mean, this is disgusting.
I mean, the Oakland guy just attacked the 49ers fan, now he's defending himself.
Well, we can't really see that, but I guess somebody...
These are people in the same state. Yeah. Oakland and San Francisco. California.
They have too many sports out there.
And that's what sucks.
Because you remember when the Giants and Dodgers played, that guy's still in the hospital fighting for his life.
Yeah. This is horrible. I mean, what all of you people out there need to realize is, yes, we do boo the other team and the other sports fans that support that team. But we respect them, and we give them their own boundary.
Most of them.
But this is brutality. This is just awful. I feel like it's stuff like that that makes you want to take the Raiders and move them someplace else as punishment.
That's the only thing is the Raiders have moved so many times, it's not even funny. Like, their team has moved individually all over the place, and no matter what, it keeps...
Okay, how long have they been in Oakland for? Because they've been in there for years.
What the hell were they before then?
No, they've been the Raiders.
They've been the Oakland Raiders for a while, right?
Yeah, but it's just since Al Davis took over.
It just seems that they... It's a hard topic to talk about because they just... I think what they really need to do is...
Yeah, because they were... From 82 to 94, they were in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yes.
And then they moved to Oakland.
Well, they started out in Oakland, then they moved to L.A., then they went back to Oakland.
And that's back when they used to play at the old L.A. Coliseum.
Yes.
Which, I'm sorry, that was a gorgeous place.
And I feel like, as punishment, they should move it back there.
L.A. wants a team.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, give them the Raiders so we can actually see more respect within their fan community.
Actually, they were worse back then.
Really? Yeah, well, the other thing is you got to look at how they take care of the stuff. Like,
what does John Madden think of this stuff?
He was one of their coaches.
Exactly!
Yeah. he coached the Big Bad Raiders back when they were bad.
But
then we're going to need to clone John Madden and have him come back and re-friggin' teach these guys how to play. But for the most part, how about the whole setup with friggin' the Raiders and whatnot to compare it with the Lakers? I mean, as soon as the Lakers have lost and stuff like that, it seems like they're going to either burn down the whole city and whatnot, and it's going to be 1993 all over again.
Maybe they should move Vancouver Canucks down to LA too.
Because they've already got the Los Angeles... No, I'm thinking of Los Angeles.
LA Kings.
The LA Kings.
Yeah. And then they got, for baseball and stuff that.
They still have the Anaheim Ducks for hockey, too.
Anaheim Ducks.
They have the Oakland Athletics, the LA Dodgers, the Anaheim Angels... Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah.
Yep.
Worst name ever.
It is. It's too damn long.
Probably the good old days of the Anaheim Angels.
Yeah, I'm down for the Anaheim Angels.
Yeah, but for the most part, what we're trying to say is for sporting and whatnot, if you're going to go out and maybe drink too much or, you're trying to have a good time, but yet your team's losing and you feel like beating the shit out of somebody because they keep on saying, oh, your team sucks, sometimes you got to learn how to walk away.
Yeah. Unless it's Blue saying that, then just beat them.
What?
Wait, did you say my team sucked?
No.
No.
No, I'm kidding. Don't do it.
Yeah, it's bad.
Right. Sportsmanship, ladies and gentlemen. This is sportsmanship.
This is almost as bad as the whole concept of the parents fighting at a little league baseball game or a hockey game.
I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. What was that? Back at over Wilmington or something like that.
I remember that.
Happened to the kid, right? The kid's in jail now.
Why am I not surprised?
He started, a life of crime.
Yeah, so...
My daddy's a murderer. Why can't I just commit crime now?
Yes.
All right. Let me go curb something with an ice skate. Friggin' people. I don't know. It seems like, we've come so far from knuckle-dragging and caveman days to almost coming right back to it. We've come full circle, and it's either going to get worse before it gets better.
Science has already proven that we are...
getting dumber?
No, we were... Our genetics are similar to that of the Neanderthal and the caveman, especially those that are living in Europe.
Well, I mean, look at our knuckles. They're hairy.
Yeah.
Unless you're the duck who shaves his.
No, mine are actually hairy.
He's like, I gotta shave
my hair. Is there, but not as much as I would like because they keep dragging on the ground every time I'm walking.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I don't lie. I do sometimes pluck these stupid top ones.
Wait. You pluck your fingers? We have this on video now.
Yes, you do.
The duck plucks his finger hairs.
And this is why. Because, see this finger right here? I have no hair on there whatsoever, so I want them to all match, sort of. I admit it!
The duck's a metrosexual?
Remember that time when the grill exploded on me? Yeah, that was fun.
Yep.
At least I didn't get any burn degree, more or less. It was more or less all my hair caught, so...
And... me, instead of looking at him, due to your eyes, is my goatee still there?
My eyebrows and...
Didn't it happen literally moments before you had to come over and do the radio show?
Yeah. I got blown up and everybody was like, I smell burnt hair. Yeah, that's me. It's not funny. Shut up.
I couldn't stop laughing.
But for the most part, if you're going to be that violent, just stay home and just wail on your TV then, because at least, you won't...
Or masturbate to porn, because that will help you to...
What the hell has that got to do with anything?
Dude!
It relieves the stress and tension and anger.
No.
Don't do what he does 24/7.
Not football, and never... Just, no. Shut up, you. Just shut up. Anyways, for the most
part... Go in the corner, you're on timeout.
Yeah, you're in timeout. Where's our dunce cap?
You're on timeout during sports, go. You must leave during sports.
We gotta get the duct tape for the duck.
Fine. Okay. Fine.
Thank you.
Fine.
Go get some soda. Soda.
You bastards.
We live up to the name.
Yes, we do. Anyways, for the most part, it seems that getting, you know, you're trying to do this, you're trying to enjoy your time in the sports, but yet there is always that D-bag, more or less, at the actual sports that, you know, that likes to either be a little bit too rowdy and whatnot and cause the fight. So,
talk about Scheiser Shanker.
Shh. It.
You can't talk either.
So, for the most part, yeah, it's kind of hard to say that, you know, with the sports and whatnot. I rarely go to anything, you know, anymore because of that. I mean, or otherwise I'd always get the crappy seats. What? Remember back in the garden?
Oh.
Oh, man.
With the pole in your way?
I would either get the pole. All right, fine. Anymore.
I have to keep watch of the recording.
Sure, right.
Yeah, sure.
Anyways.
I can do that.
But like saying like...
I'm not, retorted.
If you get, you know, to the point where you're sitting at one of those crappy seats or whatnot, yeah, I would get really aggravated and want to take out all the people around me anyways because they get better seats than me. But for the most part, I feel that they need to... Either they're going to have to beef up the security outside, inside... And even have a guy stand in the bathroom, that poor bastard. Pay him a little bit more. But for the most part, just to make sure that nobody gets into these big, you know, full-out brawls. Because,
yes.
Let's take, for instance, the soccer hooligans.
Yes.
If you've ever seen one of those, like, actual recorded fights of, like, basically, what's one of their teams down there, over in England?
Let's just make one up.
Manchester United.
Manchester United.
Let's go, Man U!
And then another team. Their crowds,
Barcelona.
Their groups will literally go into parks after the games or even before the games and just have a full-out brawl. Like, they have the flags, they're wearing the colors, and they'll just go into a full-out street brawl, and either somebody will get shanked, shot, stabbed, whatever.
But the thing is, it's kind of tradition.
If you want to know how it is, see the movie Green Street Hooligans starring Charlie Hunnam, who was actually Jax from Sons of Anarchy.
But wait, isn't it also in the original Fever Pitch?
Fever Pitch?
There's the Fever Pitch, some people might know here as the Red Sox movie, but beforehand, it was actually a soccer film, or football if you want to use the European terms.
Yeah.
And it was about a guy who was just a hardcore football fan. Not a hardcore Red Sox fan.
No, but... I mean, for the most part, you know, it does get ridiculous, especially when, you know, saying, like, with the UK and whatnot, having to pull out the riot gear and stuff like that, in order to take on the guys that are running onto the soccer field and full out, you know, rampage against the other team's fans. You know, you can't, it's, you know, if we were done with that point of, like, getting onto two sides of a field... Having battle axes or whatever else we could get with pointed sticks or whatever, and yep. Run at each other and kill each other that way. That's gone. That's so far gone and so far past of what we're supposed to be now. So once we're getting to that point, we're supposed to be past that. But apparently, our animalistic side is just still too much for us to handle. So we just like to keep on beating the crap out of us, such as cage fighting. But for the
most.
But, I mean, for cage fighting, we've actually turned that into more from the gladiator days of absolute, you know, killing each other. Absolute gladiator days of killing each other, as I'm trying to say.
Sorry, I
to tweeted. Actual civilized, hey, I can't kick you in the yarbles,
yes.
You know, in order to make you disabled. Or, you know, like, literally... There's points in the fight where you have to stop to check if the other guy's okay. We're not literally trying to kill each other, but you're trying to take the other guy out and make it so maybe he can come back and fight again at some point. So it's just one of those things that it's set up for us to try to prosper in some sense, but not physically kill ourselves.
Right.
Duck is so hating putting me onto Twitter and making me do it.
Okay, then.
I just tweeted that we put him on timeout for comments he made during football.
Oh, great.
Do we need to get you Twitter?
No.
Dude, it could actually be comical.
No, no Twitter.
Hey, it's how I get some connections for some of the titles we get to review.
No Twitter.
Dude, you can do it on your phone.
I don't like Twitter. I hate Twitter.
Okay, so what else is going on in sports?
So the Patriots play tonight, which is Saturday.
Yeah.
Hopefully, well, actually, they're in Detroit, so they should. Playing the Detroit Lions.
Uh-huh.
Which will should see our boy Albert Haynesworth playing tonight. Who had been missing. Now, does anybody know why he was missing?
Court case.
That's right. They didn't come out and say it, but he pled no contest to assault. Because he put a credit card down a woman's blouse.
Oh, man.
Talking about a big spender. So,
yeah.
He's going to be on probation for the next year and a half. Can't get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Do a bunch of community service. So
lots of community service, and he's got to leave the plastic at home.
Sir, that is not a credit card machine. That is breasts.
Yeah, stop trying to do that to a little kid.
Whoa.
So, Albert Haynesworth is done with his court case. Patriots going to be on tonight. Can't wait. I believe it's 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Football. I know. I'll be watching it. Blue will probably be watching it.
I'll be able to actually watch it for once.
Yeah. For those watching the show, you know what the Duck will be doing?
Watching it.
No. That's not what you said.
You said earlier.
No, that's when you're upset and angry.
No. Yeah, football can make you upset and angry if your team's losing.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you don't
so you have
go
to
and,
make during,
you don't go and...
Only if they're losing and it makes me angry.
You don't.
There, I said it.
Is that really
you
excuse?
Don't go to the speed bag when you... Never mind. Jeez.
Is that what you call it?
Yes, I call it the speed bag, all right? You happy
makes
now?
It makes the speed of your hands go faster. Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not that way. Anyways. Not that... Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
Okay.
At least I didn't make a sound effect.
Where are you going?
Ew. Where do you think his hand's been?
I don't know, and I don't care. I've given up.
What was her name?
Ah.
Oh, I can't do it.
Yeah, anyways.
I had a good answer, but I can't do it on TV.
Yes, you can.
No.
Because she might be watching.
Yeah, she actually might.
So, what about the Red Sox? When will Tim Wakefield get his break?
When the team finally decides to get hit behind him.
I mean...
Look, I love Timmy. He's one of my favorites. It was awesome the day I met him. He autographed a baseball for me. I thought it was awesome. No, did not help him.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, I mean...
I mean, come on.
He gave up five runs.
When they did the Rangers and stuff like that, they friggin' whipped their ass. So like,
except
why,
for one game.
Well, besides one game, all right? But why couldn't they have gone behind him like that on that sense of, like... I mean, I know he's a knuckleballer, but has he been pissing people off in the locker room? Is that, you know, hey,
well, truthfully,
I'm anyway.
Unfortunately, the way it's been falling is the guys pitching against him are pitching really well.
Yeah.
They try. Like, I've seen them put some charges behind some of the hits, but they're just not carrying enough.
Mm-hmm.
Texas had some heavy wind. Yeah, you gotta love the new UFC uniform for the weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Have you seen it?
I think I
have. Green and yellow?
Yep.
For Rio de Janeiro. So the Sox are in a rain delay right now. If they call the game, they will get the win because it was like 9 trillion to 2.
What he really means is 9 to 2.
We'll see where that goes. The Red Sox have been tearing it up. They did lose yesterday. They've lost 2 out of the last 6. They hold first place in... American League East.
AL East.
Instead of AL East, I'll say American League just to be nice.
Yeah.
Which is the toughest division in all of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But really, that's it.
Okay.
Sports is kind of shallow. I do want to give a quick shout-out to a friend of ours.
Yep.
Teteki Matsuda.
Teteki the Tech Matsuda.
Really?
His nickname's Tech.
Yeah, but did you have to do that, man?
Yeah.
I said his name. You threw power to the people. Really?
Well, yeah, power to Teteki.
No, that's Black Power, man.
Who cares? Anyway,
well, the Japanese do that.
Too. Yeah, they do.
Dude, please, no throwing gang signs.
No, they don't. They don't. No.
They don't put their head down.
No, they don't put their head down. You put your head down.
They
usually go like that.
Are we really having this kind of discussion?
Yes.
I'm just trying to give a quick shout out.
Well, yes, the shout out to Teteki Matsuda for getting into.
Getting into?
Am I allowed to do this now?
Yes.
He was selected to be a part of the next Ultimate Fighter reality show.
Yep.
With the UFC. Last season we had Chuck O'Neill, who's a Boston native, and a good friend of ours through Cage Titans. Teteki is another Cage Titan fighter. Like I tell everybody, come out to the next event September 10th down at Plymouth Memorial Arena. See friends of ours, Jimmy Davidson and Eddie Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? You come and watch him here, next time you'll be seeing him on TV.
Excellent. Okay. So.
You gonna throw more gang signs now?
Next. No. Let's talk about this movie that we recently saw. How old is this movie anyway, by the way?
Within the past year or something like that, 2010.
You can't say recently saw it. We walked upstairs, watched it, and came downstairs to record.
Right, recent.
So that's not recently. We just watched it.
You know, it's 2009, right? And apparently there's a sequel to it as well.
No way.
It's a sequel? What's it called?
Yeah, but it's not going to have jail in it.
Blood and Bone 2.
Who's in it?
I don't know.
Well, click on it.
There is no Blood and Bone 2. I don't see that.
It's a stupid Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, see?
Yeah. But anyway, this movie came out in 2009, and it stars one of our favorite actors, Michael Jai White.
Yep, originally the guy from Spawn.
And Black Dynamite.
And he was the guy who got pencil tricked in Dark Knight.
Greatest kill
ever. Well, no, wait, hold on. He didn't get the pencil trick, but he did get killed. His guy that was protecting him was one who got pencil tricked.
Yep.
But for the most part, this wasn't like an almost all-star cast, but there were a couple of the guys that you noticed. How do you say his name? Iman Walker. He's been in a very vast, you know, amount of movies and whatnot, from Tears of the Sun, where I remember him the most. I can't really remember him in Unbreakable. He was in the show Oz. Mm-hmm. He was in that new movie, The Messenger, which is very, very strong type movie.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it was.
It's emotional.
Yeah, it's very emotional, and it's very messed up at the same time.
I ain't gonna lie, I had tears in my eyes.
But, alright, so why don't we give you the premise?
Oh, well, don't forget, you got Bob Sapp.
Yeah, you got Bob Sapp, the big...
You got Ron Ewan.
Kimbo Slice, or Kevin Ferguson, whatever you prefer.
Dante Bosco. Now, that is a name that I haven't been able to see much, but, you know, he's been probably a D.
Well, he did an anime.
A D actor.
Well, let me see. He was in... he played Prince Zuko in Avatar The Last Airbender, TV show. He was also in Terminator Salvation. He was a resistance soldier.
The Boondocks? Oh, TV series, okay.
Yeah, the Boondocks. Not the Boondock Saints, the Boondocks.
Yeah, he was in the Boondocks.
But then, you know, you also had our girl, Gina Carano, who was severely underutilized in this movie.
Well, I mean, yeah, that was the only other thing that kind of pissed me off, is that they could have had her in there a little bit more.
Well, considering she said, call me, and hands the phone number, and that's it? That's all you get from her? Other than being drop dead gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But she did lay waste to that girl.
Oh, yeah, she did. It was gorgeous. And, you know, having the blood dripping down. Oh,
yeah.
Kind of sexy.
She went, call me, and I'm like, excuse me, I'm going to do a real movie with Steven Soderheimer.
Alright, so the premise of this movie is really a setup. There's a setup where Michael Jai White, he comes from out of prison, and he ends up in one of those, you know, renting a room, you know, kind of boarding houses.
Yep.
So with that, he goes into, you know, doing night fights. But the real reason behind the night fights that you don't really get to learn until later on, so maybe a spoiler alert, but whatever. It's, when he was in prison, he had his cellmate that he became really good friends with. You know, they played chess and whatnot, and they kept, you know, watching each other's back. Until Big Bad, as this one over here says it.
Yep.
Kimbo Slice is...
the Black Santa Claus.
Okay, I'm not going to say it that way, but yeah. So, apparently,
the now goes to him.
Santa Claus...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he, you know, apparently goes and offs his best friend. But the other sad, you know, tragic side to it is his wife and the and kid are out on the other side, and the wife is under now Iman's Walker's, you know, reign, basically, because he set up the husband of the girl Angela. So with that set up, it leads into a whole vengeance movie, and Michael Jai White comes in as Isa Bone, and aka Blood and Bone. So, now I just want to kind of lead it off to, what did you guys think of this movie? And
I actually thoroughly enjoyed the movie. The premise, it was well written. There's a few things that I would like to have seen differently, but all in all, I think it was pretty good.
I mean, it is a direct-to-DVD film, so it's not like it's a high-quality film, but...
It's not going to win any Emmys. It's not going to win anything,
and,
but...
And it didn't. But you got to admit, the fight sequences were pretty well done, because Michael Jai White's been doing this for years.
And Bob Sapp is a real fighter.
Yep. If you've ever seen him in Spawn, if you've seen him in Black Dynamite, even within the campiness of that
Universal
film,
Soldier. And not number two or whatever. It was the other Universal Soldier there that had actual Goldberg and whatnot in it.
Oh, the Universal Soldier: The Return.
Yeah.
Which I actually want to see.
There's a deleted scene.
Undisputed what?
No, Never Back Down 2.
He was also in Kill Bill Volume 2, but it was as a deleted scene.
Now, remember how we actually did video review on the other thing called Undisputed 2, which led into Undisputed 3 with... Yes. You know, Scott Atkinson's there. So we've got like kind of like these all-star actors that, well, at least we feel that they're all-star actors.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're really good. His fighting style is immaculate. He's got these muscles and whatnot, and I feel like he's an unappreciated, unused actor.
And I was telling you...
treasure.
And I was telling you upstairs, I think Michael Jai White should have been the Green Lantern.
Well, I think they actually still have an opening. They could possibly come back and create a second Green Lantern movie where they could use him as that. I think
I think I liked that Green Lantern more than
the White
than the Hal Jordan
Green
Lantern.
It's one of those setups where Michael Jai White, yes, he's incredible. He's a great actor. I mean, watch the movie Spawn, and if you dislike Spawn, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you.
It's
that
a great movie.
Movie sucked.
It was one of the best comic book based films I've ever seen, especially seeing
at the time.
Yes,
because of the fact that we didn't have the graphic aspect. I mean, this is back in '97.
Yes,
I mean a little bit right after Mortal Kombat came out and whatnot, and they were able to
look at the transformation that John Leguizamo had to go through in order to become Cloud. Yeah. That was amazing.
He played a fat little butterball guy that turned into the
Violator.
I truly love that movie. It's one of my favorites.
But I feel like Michael Jai White is finally getting the respect he deserves, thanks in part to the creation of Black Dynamite.
No, I think Black Dynamite sucked.
I think that might have been a step back, but I mean, it was funny.
It was a great movie.
It was a throwback
to the blaxploitation films.
Yes, exactly.
It was a type of film that I think should have been released more in theaters, not for that 2-week limited run. It could have grossed a lot of money.
I did find that it was kind of funny where the guy, you know, was doing the action part and he goes to swing and he actually punched the guy in the face and he goes, "What the?" And then they cut it out in a second and then there's the stuntman getting his ass kicked. It was pretty funny because of that, but
you see, I feel like Black Dynamite was the better blaxploitation satire than Undercover Brother, because Undercover Brother was like in-your-face parody, whereas Black Dynamite kept to the true spirit and essence of the classic blaxploitation films.
Yeah. But for the most part, what I really want to say is Michael Jai White, he is an awesome actor.
Great actor.
And, I mean, he's got a couple straight to DVD, which is not... I'm kind of PO'd about. And a lot of these movies are only getting 6.5 or almost 7.
Yeah,
which is respectable.
Yes.
What?
What does Bond actually get?
I'm not sure exactly. Hold on, let's check it. 4.9?
What?
What is wrong with people?
And I went to the theater opening weekend.
That's one of those movies. It's like if you're bored, if you have the DVD, you'll pop it in and you'll watch it. You know every part of the movie, but you'll still watch it. It's one of those things.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those movies that you sit there and you talk to the
screen. Always one of you wants to ride in Clown's Pink Pony.
I'm sorry, but I have to actually call out one of the websites, you know, and I really hate them, is Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes
likes to crap on everything and anything. You couldn't make a film without them saying, "This is crap." You really can't.
It's them piling up all the reviews from all around the world, and that's the rating of the average. They rate it by the average.
Yeah, but that still gives the whole negative aspect of what, you know...
But then they give the actual average person review, and for the most part, the ones that rate low for critics, professional critics, actually are higher... For regular Joes like you and me. I mean, we are critics, but we take it from the perspective of the average people.
Yeah.
Wait. What you calling me?
Average people.
No, before that.
Critics?
Is that another one of those fancy French words?
Nope. It's not
a No, it's not a critique.
You're lucky.
But for the most part, it seems that, you know, this is one of those movies, especially the fight scene where they're going against, like, the that Spanish gang or whatnot, where he goes and sets up the fight, and he goes, right. He's like, let me go against your biggest guy. And he goes and takes him out in one punch. I mean, he drops the guy with golden teeth in one punch. Now, next to that,
he hit him so goes, hard he turns his teeth silver.
Of course, you know, his little, you know, gesture there hype is in Hype Man goes around and starts saying, oh, man, he could take two on at the time, blah, blah, blah. Oh, is that a bet? He's like, wait, no. He goes, yep, is that a bet? And of course, Michael J. White goes, yeah, that's a bet. He's like, double or nothing. So he takes out two guys, and then he goes, all right, double enough, and again, send out two more guys. Takes out another set.
He sends
out
three, though.
He goes, oh, yeah, there's three, yeah. And then he goes, and then for the most part, the guy goes, is like, all right, now that makes up to $20,000. Now would you like to go for three times that? And then the guy goes, hey, you want your money? And he goes and sticks it in his pants. And all of a sudden, all the guys come running at him, and he takes out, what, eight guys easily in one scene?
And that was an impressive scene. One shot. And that was done in one shot.
Yeah, it was one shot.
What about the four-man kick? I'm sorry.
He did a four-man kick where he jumped up, kicked the first two guys, then was able to still travel and kick the other two guys that were behind him. So four guys in a wave pattern got taken out by him. And I'm telling you, that was all Michael J. White right there. There's no freaking cut actions. That was him.
Yes.
It was no way. There's no way they could have been able to have green screened that, because you can actually see the action behind the actual people, and you can't see any like glowingness around him. That's usually what you see when they do green screen. And I don't think this movie had enough money to do that in the first place.
Right.
That's what it is. Is this actor is so unappreciated, and of course he's been in freaking movies like what do you call it there?
He was in Toxic Avenger too, people. He had a speaking part in that one scene where all like the gangs in the city are meeting up and trying to figure out how to take down the Toxic Avenger. And it's that, like, boom, holy crap, it's Michael J. White.
That, and he was also in Why'd I Get Married. And that is an...
Fucking Tyler Perry.
Yeah. It's one of those
Tyler
things...
Tyler Perry's loved, man.
He is loved, but some of the stuff that he's been putting out lately is...
Crap!
Yeah. And I feel that...
Wait, some of the stuff?
Some of the stuff.
Some of the stuff's pretty good.
You know, some of the stuff has some actual saying to it, and trying to get people to wake up and go, why are you doing this? This is what's going on, and this is who you're hurting. I can understand that, but for the most part...
Medea thing is stealing from, like, Flip Wilson and Eddie Murphy.
It's Medea.
Medea, whatever.
Medea? Ooh, she'll kick your ass?
The only part that actually made me laugh, I believe it was in the recent one, Medea's Happy Family. Medea's Happy Family is where she wanted the breakfast at, like, the McDonald's of sorts, and they stopped serving it, and so she crashes through.
No, they said there was no more ham, and she tries through, throws it at the girl, and beats her ass.
That's the only thing that actually made me laugh.
No, actually, there's a scene in Medea's Family Reunion where the boys making fun of, you know, the little girl, and she goes on and tells them to stop bullying her, and the kid says, shut up, old lady. And she beats up the boy. And, you know, she says that, and then she looks at the boy, I'll see you at 3 o'clock.
Damn.
Couldn't stop laughing, dude.
All right. So what do we
have
give?
To watch it.
Okay.
9.
But, okay, let's put it this way.
Rating.
Also,
9.
Well, 9 out of 5?
I think he's saying no.
9? Like, no?
Okay. He's playing baseball.
No! I mean, I'm giving a ranking of 9 out of 5.
All right. Well, in the most part, like, I mean, look at what he's got here. He's got black belts in 7 styles of martial arts.
What are they?
26 titles in the U.S. Open, North American Open, New England Grand Champion.
New England.
He's from Brooklyn.
That's in New England.
Yeah, I know, but he traveled over here to kick some ass. And for the most part, he's one of those guys that, you know, he's been training all that time.
But what martial art does he know?
I'm not sure right off the top here.
I wasn't sure if I told you or not.
Okay.
No, it doesn't say it, but I'm giving this movie 5 out of 5 because it's just that damn good. I liked his setup. I mean, there were a tad bit of dry parts, but that's because they're trying to leave an aspect of drama. Right. But when he got into the fight scenes were impressive. The last fight scene kicked a lot of ass.
Yes.
That was an awesome fight scene.
It was very well choreographed.
I mean, yes. The choreography of that to show that Michael J. O. White's character was just who he was. Mm-hmm. He was a straight shooter. He, you know, if you messed with him, he was going to outthink you 4 steps ahead. Especially when he was playing chess with the old guy.
Yep.
He's like, I beat you 4 steps ahead. Just because, you know, the guy was thinking, yeah, you gotta think 3 steps ahead. Nope, I'm thinking 4 steps ahead. That's when he got into the fights, especially with Button and was sat there. Mm-hmm. He sees how his movements are. And if he sees him throwing the overhand right, he's gonna take out his ribs. And that's gonna leave him to go like this. And then he's going to take him out by the face. He's just that fast of a thinker to do that. I mean, I know that was part of the movie and whatnot, but it shows that
it's kind of like that one scene.
He has discipline.
It's like that one scene of Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to think. Michael Jai White is 43 years old and still doing this.
Yeah. But for my rating, a little bit lower than you two, I'll give it a 4 out of 5. I was going to go into this thinking this movie was going to be meh, but I was very impressed with how well the storyline went through, the choreography, and the character development as well.
Okay.
Because originally when you saw the first fight and you saw like the kind of stereotypical characters that you see in these types of movies, at first it kind of turned me off. But then later on, when you get to know a lot of these characters, especially the promoter, Pinball. Originally, I wasn't feeling him, but
he grew on you.
Yes, he grew on me.
Whoa.
Yes, I do realize I worded that wrong.
Especially after previous comments you made.
Yeah.
Think about his pinballs, huh?
But for the most part, I feel like it's kind of one of those 50-50 movies. It depends on your taste and whatnot, but if you have Netflix, you can get it on DVD, and that's where I was able to obtain it. Because I think, you know, that's where Netflix should be going, is just turning all the DVDs to straight Streamline and forget DVDs. Everything's going to Streamline. Just go to Streamline and take care of it that way.
Well, except for us people that don't have Netflix and their friends are nice enough to let us borrow.
Okay.
All right, you can borrow that again if you want.
By the way, did any of you recognize the person who played Mommy Dearest in this? Remember, he...
Oh, that's what's his name?
Ernest the Cat Miller, who was in the movie The Wrestler. He played the Ayatollah.
Yeah,
that was scary.
Yes.
Now, there's another movie I want you to look up for me, though.
Okay.
All right.
Never Back Down 2. All right.
I'm looking
at this. It's time.
I can lead myself in on this one.
Well,
let me lead myself in. I got this.
Okay.
All right, so we got a recommendation from Vicious Smith.
Bitch.
From The Land of Esh.
Yeah.
For an anime from me. So I decided to issue a challenge his way. Or her way. Is it a minute?
His way.
Okay. To issue a challenge his way. You want me to review an anime? You read a sports article. Well, he called bluff. It wasn't as long as I had hoped for, but he still did it, and he put a video. I'm doing it. He covered the fight between the Georgetown Hoya basketball team and the Chinese team, the Chinese Rockets, so I'm doing it. I watched Tiger and Bunny.
Tiger and Bunny. Now, for those of you who don't know Tiger and Bunny, it's not as how it sounds. It's not about some cute, fuzzy little bunny who befriends a mean, ferocious tiger and become best friends ever. No.
Sure sounds like it.
Yeah. So, I watched the first 4 episodes, and all I can say is this looks like, you know when you go to the cheap dollar stores and they have the knockoffs of Transformers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it opened up.
Voltron.
Voltron.
You had different characters popping in, but truthfully, I almost fell asleep at work.
Now,
and he almost lost his job. Do you understand that?
This
he
anime almost lost his job.
Okay. But.
Bastard.
Tell him what the show is about.
Do I have
If you can remember.
Yes. part of the deal.
No, no, no. No, that's not part of the deal. My deal, the deal that we had is I had to talk about the anime.
Yeah, and so what is Tiger and Bunny about? I'm asking you, what is Tiger and Bunny about?
Didn't I say enough by saying a cheap knockoff of Transformers?
I guess so.
So what are these robots doing in the city?
They're playing patty cake? They're
fighting. I mean, I saw one where the robot had a taxi on his head and the bad guys were running by and his horn was actually stuck inside the taxi and he couldn't grab the bad guys.
So it's a satire, the jerks.
I really could not get into it. I might have drifted off at one point. My boss, who actually likes anime, didn't like it. I think he might suspend me for making him watch it. Read the outline that they have on here.
Okay, so here's the outline. The series takes place in the year NC 1978, in a fictional reimagined version of New York City, where 45 years before, superpowered individuals known as Next started appearing and some of them became superheroes. Each of the city's most famous superheroes work for a sponsored company, and their uniforms also contain advertising for real-life companies. Their heroic activity is broadcast on the popular television show Hero TV, where they accumulate points for each heroic feat accomplished, like arresting criminals, evacuating citizens, saving kittens from trees, and the best-ranked hero of the season is crowned King of Heroes. The story mainly focuses on veteran hero Kotetsu T. Kaburagi, a.k.a. Wild Tiger, who is assigned with a new partner, a young man named Barnaby Brooks Jr. However, Barnaby and Kotetsu usually have trouble working together as they have conflicting opinions on how a superhero should act, while at the same time trying to correct a mystery of the murder of Barnaby's parents. In addition, the appearance of a homicidal vigilante Next, named Lunatic, stirs up the public and makes them question the meaning of heroes. Mm. It does sound like a good show.
Sound like it, but is it a good show?
You watched 4 episodes of this.
Yes. For the most part.
For the most part. Oh, okay. I know your opinion of this is negative. But as a whole, how would you sum up the series?
It was well written. The artistry could have been better.
Masakatsu Katsura, who designed for DNA Videogore Eyes, I've never heard of any of these.
And truthfully, it didn't make it any easier watching on Hulu, because every few minutes goes to commercial.
Yeah, I didn't like
it. Doesn't make it any easier.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I don't know, this is hard to even give us anything good.
It's crap.
Yeah, just go with what you really want to say.
This was shit.
Okay.
If you were trying to make me an anime fan with this, you failed horribly.
Alright, Vicious, you failed on this.
I want to thank him for at least attempting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he did try.
I think when he was asking for, he was saying for anime, quote-unquote, with chest hair on it that he wanted to show us. I don't know if this was the best one. When we think of, like, manly type of anime, we think of, fighting? I don't know. Yeah, if Ashita no Joe or Tomorrow's Joe, we think of, like, Cowdy Ragtime Show, or we think of shit with guns. One show that he recommended was, the other one was Berserk. And I've seen clips of that, and that there is some awesome stuff in that.
Now, I wasn't able to see Berserk. Under the rules of our deal, I will look at Berserk as well.
Okay.
I will try to locate it, and I'll take a look, but I wasn't able to at this time.
Okay.
Can we move on now?
Berserk.
I'm falling asleep. Oh, and I'll give it a 1.
Okay.
I'll be nice. Because, you know, watching a dude with his horn inside of a taxi cab, it's quite hilarious as the bad guys are running away from him.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. My boss was laughing at that, too.
So, shall we move on to video games?
Well, is that what's next?
Yep.
Then I guess we would.
Let's talk about Warhammer 40,000! Space Marine!
When did Arrow Smith show up?
Dream on! Dream on!
No!
Dream on!
No!
Dude, that guy looks familiar, dude. Taneo Reed?
I don't know who that is.
He was on friggin',
What's that show that we love? All, the Deadliest Warrior.
Oh, Deadliest Warrior.
Maybe.
For the,
Now, for those of you who don't know,
apparently he's
he looks like his cousin.
Yeah,
man.
He's Dwayne Johnson's cousin, and also he was on the American Gladiator show.
That's what I would have recognized him too.
Okay, for those of you who don't know, Warhammer 40,000 is one of those little miniature war game type of things, like D&D sort of thing, yeah. I believe.
Can you see if Netflix has Never Back Down?
I fucking just did that.
Oh, how do I know this?
Right there.
Okay. Thank you.
I killed you. Anyways, you go.
Oh, I love you.
In this demo, you got two modes to try out. You got the Inquisitor, and you got Battlements. And in Inquisitor, you and a couple other Space Marines take down an Orc horde from stealing a crane, and you got a rendezvous with what was the other crew called?
The Orcs?
Not the Orcs. You had to run. No, the Orcs. You had to
that
kill.
That was the Corporal's group.
Yeah, you had to rendezvous with the Corporal's group. And then Battlements is another similar level, but you get a jump pack, which helps you jump higher, and you got to take down like higher gun orcs. I was very impressed with what I saw with this game, because I saw this at E3, and there were actually dudes dressed up head to toe in the huge Space Marine getup.
I would have shot myself.
And it seems like they don't give you enough ammo in each round, in my opinion.
No kidding.
But then Anvil discovered something.
I found three more weapons in our own arsenal. That's why they kept giving me ammo pouches for an infinite weapon. You had three different weapons to choose from.
Including the grenades, if you wanted to add the fourth one.
You had an automatic weapon. You had this really cool
thing. I already figured that out. You had a sniper rifle. You already had that stuff. But I still couldn't get through it because it was just like, wow, this is... It's got a swarm factor to it, and it's... You can't do anything but try to keep on swinging and shooting, and...
I beat it in, like, 10 minutes.
It was a pain in the ass.
Took me 30 minutes, but Anvil beat Darton.
Took you 10 minutes. Yeah. That was awesome. Killed him.
And what's good, too, is it gives you the option of gaining more health by doing, like, special melee attacks on the orcs. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, in Gears of War when you got, like, the chainsaw type of setup on your gun... You kind of can do that, but difference is you can gain health and momentum by doing it, unlike in Gears of War. And there are a lot of people that are comparing this to Gears of War, but the thing is, Warhammer 40,000 and the Space Marines have been around for years before Gears of War. And in fact, the getup in Gears of War is somewhat of an homage to Warhammer 40,000. In Battlements, it gives you access to jump pack. I did notice in that section there were a couple buggy areas when you were trying to land. And it kind of threw me off a little bit. And I found myself actually stuck in a wall in one section. Fantastic. And I couldn't get out and I had to restart from the last checkpoint. One issue I did have with this demo is that your human AI compadres weren't really doing anything. You saw them shooting, but it looked like they weren't even hitting anything, and that kind of pisses me off, and I hate it when they do that. Although I did notice while Anvil was playing, they did actually kill a couple of the orcs.
Yes.
The enemy AI is pretty smart, especially like the bigger orc characters with the giant hammers. So I feel like this game could be pretty good, and you got to give props to the graphics. Not only was it heavily detailed, but it was nice and gory. Lots of blood everywhere, especially when you do the close-up melee attacks on the orc characters. Do any of you have any more thoughts on this title?
Not really. I mean, for the most part, it sucked. It just... I'm sorry. I've noticed a lot of the people with the Warhammer aspect of the actual... what do you call it? The
actual game?
Not just the game, there's actually like a book series behind this.
Yes.
Too, so...
That's what... Yes.
It's not... And plus there is a person that I hate with a passion that loved this game. That I would like to curb stomp anyways, just because of it.
Now who is this person?
Somebody back from Salem State Days.
Oh. For the most part... I'm getting a name thrown out.
No. I can't even remember his name right now because that's how stupid he was.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know exactly who I'm talking about. for the most part, I felt that it was at, you know, that the whole setup of the game, like, it's actually has changed, apparently. I think there's a setup that it's like Command and Conquer at one point, and mm-hmm. then they finally turn it into whatever the hell it was now, like a back third-person shooter or something like that. It just doesn't feel right. I'm sorry, but for the aspect of Gears of War and whatnot, what they need to do is they need to, maybe when they're doing the next one, to also, I know that they're doing Gears of War 3, but I'm talking about maybe the next one, because apparently the new Gears of War still doesn't have that setup where you could switch into being a being in first-person mode, which I would like to see, actually, because I think you're able to move around better when you're in first-person mode. But for the most part, the third-person doesn't... I mean, yeah, that's great. You can flip and jump and shoot and whatnot from that point aspect, but I think you should be able to do a setup where it's first-person. Like Star Wars Battlefront. That was an awesome setup where you could set it up either way, so you can get enjoy the game from first-person or third-person. But for the most part, this game is just not appealing to me, and the way the game is set up by controls, just not sexy altogether. It's horrible. So for the most part, I'm going to have to give this game a 1.5.
And I'm going to give this a very different grade, a 4.8 out of 5 for me. Because I had a really good time playing it.
You're lucky I'm not giving it a negative 0.
Yes. So, Anvil, because you played it before we started recording, what were your thoughts on this title?
Graphics? Liked them.
Okay.
It ends there.
You didn't like the killing and the shooting?
It was way too easy.
Well, we had it set on easy when you played it.
Yeah, but still, it should give you more resistance. I was killing swarm after swarm, and I'm sitting there looking like, I just saw like a trillion dudes around me, and they're all gone.
Yep.
It's like, where'd they go? No. They need to work on it.
Okay, what is your number grade?
I'll give it the same as Blue.
Fine. Alright, so let's talk about another game that maybe we can all agree on, NHL 12. And even though I did have that speech a couple episodes ago about there being maybe too many of these sports games coming out every single year, the NHL ones seem like they need to be improved year after year progressed. I feel like they finally managed to get all the bugs out the system and make this game what it should be.
Simplicity.
In the demo, you can play as either the Boston Bruins or the Vancouver Canucks. And
he played as the Canucks.
No, I played as the Bruins.
He was a Canuck.
Nope.
And Frenchie.
I should have played as the Canucks so I could have lost.
So, I'm actually kind of tired of a little second. Why don't you take over for NHL 12?
Alright. So, with the NHL... What is it again?
NHL 12.
NHL 12, it's not 2K12?
No. Nope.
It's just NHL 12?
NHL
12. Alright, NHL 12, yeah, they did a pretty good, respectable setup on this. The graphics looked fair, I'd have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Still trying to figure out the controllers. The setup with the controlling of trying to do a slap shot and whatnot, it was kind of pain in the ass. Did you find that with the control setup?
It did. I did score 2 goals myself. One of them was the coolest goal you've ever seen because I kicked it away from that guy into the net. Yeah.
Well, with me, I was able to get 2 goals, but mine ended up in overtime. No. Mine ended up in a 3-on-3 and ended up in overtime. And then it went on a full-on shootout for up to about 8 shots, and I lost by the 8th shot.
They got, within 1 point after I had scored my goal, and then I scored an empty netter with Nathan Horton. But the best part was, I picked a fight, because, how it's always hard to pick fights in these games?
I was able to get a fight in there, too.
Well, I went by one of the Sedins, I can't remember, and I picked a fight with him. And we're duking it out, and I knocked his helmet off. I'm like, cool! And all of a sudden, I throw one hard shot, it tells you to preload.
Yep.
I held it all the way back, and then slammed it forward, and it connected, and you actually see his arms drop, and he was knocked out.
Nice.
You see him fall through, I'm like, I knocked out a Sedin.
Yeah, but I did notice this on last year's game from them, where they had the setup where it's in this view of you're grabbing the other guy's jersey and then trying to, like...
I like that, though.
Yeah.
First person.
It is an awesome first person. But I still feel that they need to have a setup where you can go into first person.
I know it would be really hard to do that.
Well, there are different multiple angles in this game. You can do, you know, spectator mode, and you can see television mode. You can get up close. I think you can get as third person as possible to this game. But yeah, first person mode would be interesting, especially if it was like on Kinect.
I mean, yeah, that too. But I mean, the other thing is you'd be able to deke a little bit better instead of just going, okay, the guy's deking, and I'm going in from the blimp view, more or less, even though they're in a closed stadium.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like the way...
That's how it used to be on Sega Genesis. Yeah.
Well, I like the way that you can actually control it like it's a real game.
Yeah.
Because, like, with Nathan Horton's Empty Netter, I was, you know, dodging a couple of guys. I popped it under a guy's stick, stepped over his stick, picked it up, and shot it in.
Nice.
And nice. It actually made the sound. I mean...
Yeah.
It was kind of awesome.
They put a lot of detail into this one.
Yes.
I feel like they finally get how to make a proper...
Actually, hold on. I do have to say they didn't give Tim Thomas enough credit in the game. They actually made him play not that well.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Well, yeah.
And they made Roberto Luongo so much better than him.
Where was it developed? If it says EA Canada, I will be pissed.
I would have to say because they had him like 6 or 7 points higher than Tim Thomas.
Let me see. NHL Series. NHL 12. Look at that! EA Canada!
Thank you. Thank you. Let's just call it that.
Subliminal messaging?
Let's all throw in our reviews now. Or our grades.
I have to give this a good 4.5. It's been a while since I've seen a very well-made hockey game that had the mechanics of a pure hockey style program. Not since the NHL hits, I want to say NHL hits 2002, I've really been impressed with a hockey game.
I still feel like they still haven't stepped it up enough as is. It just seems that if you were to build something with Legos, you want to build it up all in one setting. You just create a wall out of Legos. This one seems like they're doing it piece by piece and every year. And that's just too damn long for me. So, three.
Three?
Three.
Anvil?
Like, it's four. It's not fantastic, but, yeah, okay, four for Anvil.
Four for Anvil.
Anvil rules.
I do give it to them about the whole, you know, the whole fist fighting, you know, right there and then.
Yeah, because that's what I liked about NHL Hits 2002, was the whole...
And they did an actual pretty good job on the actual face characteristics, they actually gave a crowd to actually...
I'm sorry, the Sedin actually looked like a little bitch.
And they did a great job with the detail in the crowd. I mean, they even had, like, some Bruins fans scattered within Canada. So, when the Bruins scored, you saw just the Bruins fans stand up and go, yeah, yeah. And then you just saw the Vancouver fans go, no, no. Son of a bitch.
And they had that one guy in the corner putting the noose around his neck.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we are just about done. We have a music thing here, but maybe we can move that to next week.
Yeah, next week is fine.
So, let's wrap it up. Remember, visit our website at BostonBarristerBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to talk about, you can reach us at TheBastards@BostonBarristerBrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at King_Baby_Duck, and Anvil's on there at Anvil63. Bluonic, we're still working on it.
No, never. Never. Anyways, we're also on Facebook, so all you have to do is basically type in Boston Bass Brigade at the top of the your little search bar there, and we should pop up twice. There are two setups where it should say, one's for, what is it,
one's magazine, a group, and one's a group.
So you can like us on one and be able to contact us on the other one straight out if you're wondering about anything. We put up our articles through that way as well, so we're trying to... You know, we're trying to just stream everything as fast as we can to get out there to you as fast as we get it. So, enjoy.
And we're going to get Blue to finally start on Twitter.
Damn it. No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No.
We're not done with this conversation.
Yeah.
So, check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go show them some love. Also, Geekagro, The Issues Guy, JC Sargent, The Vagabonds, Matt the Wad, Gamer Reaction, I think I got them all. Don't forget September 10th, Cage Titan at the Plymouth Memorial Auditorium. Come show some love.
Okay.
And support our friends Eddie Lee and Judy Davidson.
Until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
New York.
Manville.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the Bastards.